From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Live at the Barn, presented by Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents a concert performance with Coralie and the Townies, coming up on Red Barn Radio. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. We'd like to thank Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain for supplying food each week for our musical guests and volunteers. Chef Greg Scott and Sim's Pizzeria and Ice Cream Parlor is located just minutes from Lexington in historic Wilmore, Kentucky. For more information, see Sim's Pizzeria and Soda Fountain on Facebook. The Bourbon Barrel Guitar Company and their master craftsman Mike Mankel, who creates amazing artistic and functionally superior electric guitars from reclaimed bourbon barrels. Mike's on Facebook and also on the web at bourbonbarrelguitar.com. The Twisted Cork, Lexington's only drive-through full-service liquor store and bar. They feature craft beer, wine, and all your favorites. The Twisted Cork has live music Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday nights and hosts the Red Barn Radio open mic every Sunday evening, located at Partner Place just off Clay's Mill Road. For more information, they're on the web at twistedcorklex.com. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is Red Barn Radio's guest accommodation partner, providing hotel accommodations for our musical guests. Located in the heart of bluegrass, horse, and bourbon country, the Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky.
Good evening and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm Renee Collins and I'm here to welcome you to Red Barn Radio's 567th live performance, now in our 16th broadcast season. Tonight, we are pleased to present another night of great live music with a visit from Coralie and the Townies, a Kentucky-based band. The band plays a genre of music they've self-defined as honky-tonk soul. The band is Coralie guitar and vocals, Fred Sexton steel guitar and lead guitar, Smith Donaldson rhythm guitar, Scott Wilmoth bass, and David White drums. Please welcome tonight's guest in a concert performance on the Red Barn Radio stage, Coralie and the Townies. Well, that's some toe-tapping fun. Here's Red Barn Radio's Brad Becker to speak more with Coralie and the Townies.
I am glad to be here tonight. You're listening to Red Barn Radio, and we have on our program our very own band. This is Coralie and the Townies. They're from Lexington. We're from Lexington, too. And they're from the town that we live in. Anybody who gets out and about in Lexington has certainly heard Coralie sing and heard the band members play, and not only with Coralie, but with other bands in town. It's pretty special, so great to have you here. Coralie, I have this album that I'm holding. It's not an album, it's a CD, I guess we call these now.
Unfortunately, yeah. It's just a CD.
Just the small version of an album, or the compact version of an album. It is Coralie and the Townies' Criminal Pride. Name of a song?
Criminal Pride is the name of a song on the album, the title track, I guess you would say.
Yeah, yeah. Is this the latest?
Yes.
Okay.
The latest, not too recently, but we're working
well, that's
on
okay.
it. You can only put out so many albums in Lexington.
Is recording right now not a big priority?
I've been writing. Writing and demoing, and we've just really just been having a good time playing the stuff we're comfortable with, and we're a bar band. We like to just get out and play for the people.
Are you getting out enough in the region so that plenty of people can hear your voice and know what you do?
No. Should be. No, we're very much a Lexington band for now.
Right now, there's a buddy of mine, Mark, is listening. He's listening to the radio up in Newburyport, Mass. And Peter is in Minneapolis, and he's listening. And also a bunch of family members and friends are listening in Harrisonburg, Virginia.
Excellent. So, yeah. Thank you guys for listening.
So,
and
yeah.
You guys, too.
So maybe you'll get some calls after the program,
that
right?
That would be good. Thank you.
Maybe you'll hear from folks. Yeah.
Always, darling, do this. Always, honey, do that. If you'll give me some loving, I'll give it right back all the time. Always calling my name. Well, I'm tired of working so hard for your love, and I think that it might just get up and give me something. Always wanting.
tell us how Coralie's project came to be.
Well,
how far back do we go?
I believe it was 2009, mid-February. I booked a show for myself at a local bar called the Green Lantern. It was about 2 weeks out that I called up these guys. Scott and I were already working together, the bass player Scott Wilmoth. And I called these guys up and said, hey, I got a gig at the Green Lantern in 2 weeks. David White and Smith Donaldson are going to be in the band. Do you want to be in the band? And then to Smith, I said, Fred Sexton
it.
And Scott Wilmoth are going to be in the band, because nobody knew who I was. So I think we had two rehearsals in that 2 weeks time, maybe learned three original songs. I think we played a whole night by ourselves. The owner there at the time had this thing about townies. So we were walking out the door of our last practice. We need a band name, and we came up with Coralie and the Townies just to kind of irritate the guy that owned the bar. But it's actually a very appropriate name because these guys have been playing in town. I'm sure you all know them very well, those of you in the crowd, for a long time. They're wonderful. I'm very lucky to get to play with them.
Well, we knew that it was wrong, but there were nights we drank till dawn. And dawn's a promise, new days always come. We meant to take just one, we didn't know what we'd begun. Cause the sun did not forget the damage done.
go back before the townies then. How did you happen to sort of break into, get into songwriting and start to get your name out enough so that you could contact some of these guys and they'd say, hey, okay, sure.
Well, it's funny, I was thinking about this when, I'm so happy to be here. I know we are all very happy to be here. This is such a cool thing. Just recently, digging through the CDs in my car, I put in this Gram Parsons and the Flying Burrito Brothers live radio show disc. And it was so much fun to listen to. And I just had a little moment where I was like, oh, I'm doing the same thing that they were doing. Yeah. So that feels pretty awesome. And actually, I read a biography by a guy from Rolling Stone, Ben Fong Torres, and he wrote about Gram Parsons. I'd always thought if I wanted to sing, I wanted to be able to write, and I never thought I had anything worth anybody listening to. He started with a cover band, and so I thought, forget it. I've got to do something. I want to sing. I thought, well, I'm just going to start a cover band then. I can start that way, too. So that's kind of what we did.
Yeah.
I wrote my first song as soon as I put that book down. As soon as I took the pressure off myself, I wrote my first song.
You did, really?
Unfortunately, it sounded exactly like Evangeline, so we don't include it in our repertoire. But I did write it.
Oh, I'd love to hear you sing it sometime.
Well, I woke up this morning from a beauty sleep I needed on the wrong side of the bed and in your boots. And I knew it was no good that I'd be into for the day, but I just thought if I was you, I couldn't lose. Myself up by your straps, I let myself out through the
to.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Cora Lee and the Townies, recorded live from the Performance Hall and Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We'll be right back. This is Red Barn Radio.